I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll keep giving you chances to be registered for the opening day tickets. You have 1 hour. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Rob is going to read to you the name of the winner. And then we're done taking entries. We're done taking submissions for the opening day tickets. You got to be listening here in this 3 o'clock hour here on 610 Sports Radio. It is your final chances to be registered for this four-pack of tickets. John Kurtz is here taking us up until 4:30 when we hand things off to the Kansas State pregame. Rob is here as well. Be listening to the drive when you hear the sounder during the break. Hit it again, Rob. Rob's like Mike Trout in the WBC.
We're where you want to be, baseball with the Royals.
Be caller number 6 and get registered to win a 4-pack of tickets plus a parking pass to opening day. Rob, what's the sounder? Are you ready that time?
Baseball with the Royals.
We will announce the winner on opening day. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. He is the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. We welcome on Wyatt Thompson onto the show. Wyatt, we appreciate you coming on. We've been asking our K-State gets this. What's it been like the 12 months covering this team with everything that's been going on?
Exciting, amazing, somewhat to a degree unbelievable. I felt like in the fall, K-State would have a really good football team. I don't know that I thought that they would win the Big 12, but I thought they at least had a shot. The basketball thing has even been more of a surprise. I think a lot of people thought, you know, when Coach Tang said he wanted to make the tournament, everybody kind of went, that might be pretty tough in year one. And boy, did we underestimate him and this team, right? I mean, in a big, big way. Here they are getting ready to play Michigan State tonight with only 16 teams remaining. It's been so much fun, guys. This is a good group of guys that he's meshed them together so well, and they've proven that, you know, they've survived a few bumps in the road. I mean, 25-9. Everybody would have taken that.
When did you have the moment or the point where you realized that this had a chance to be a really special season? Because there were certainly preseason expectations for K-State, and you even mentioned no one thought that they could reach these heights. Eventually, this became a realistic dream and goal. When was that moment for you?
Well, there are a couple of things that I would point out. I think, let's go back to what I said before about Coach Tang wanting to be a tournament team. I felt like it was possible when they won the tournament in Cancun. Not that they beat necessarily really, really good or great teams there, but to find a way to win two close games and win that tournament and their excitement level about it certainly gave me a different perspective. I think for me, knowing that this was going to be something of a very interesting ride and maybe more than just a tournament team was the early week in January when they won back-to-back at Texas and at Baylor. At that point, you're thinking, okay, here we go. We're dealing with a little bit of a different animal now because they had survived the game at home against West Virginia in overtime to start conference play. You win at Texas, and they've been in the top 10 really all year long. And then you follow that up with a win at Baylor. It's like, my goodness, what are they capable of now?
You know, Wyatt, one of my favorite things about what Jerome Tang has done this year is just the attitude that he's brought to the program, which I think is interesting because you see him. He's obviously very outward about his faith and culture of joy and all those things. But at the same time, like, that's an alpha male. Like, he's out there trying to bring an attitude to this team. And I thought that was really reflected in what happened both before, during, and after the Kentucky game. Like, he's getting asked to kind of kiss the rings almost by Kentucky media before the game and not giving in, saying like, hey, I snapped their 55-game losing or winning streak rather at Rupp in my time at Baylor. And then after the game, he got everybody fired up by saying we had the better dudes, which to me seemed like a pretty accurate statement. But even the Coach Cal thing, and Jareem Dowling tweeting it at Cal until he apologizes to Marquise, how much do you see just that reflected in what they want out of this program? They're like, hey, we're not here to be pushed around by anybody.
Well, I think that's a big part of it. You said a lot there, John. And I think in terms of just the belief in what he's doing, the confidence in which he does it, and his belief in the staff and the players has been truly something quite special to watch. As I said, this is a very interesting group for me because he has taken Marquise's game to, like last year where he's a 12.5 point, 5.5 assist guy, to in league play 19.5 points, 7.5 assists, those types of things. I don't know that everybody has the appreciation for the improvement of that and how hard that is to make. It's one thing to be the most improved player in the league when you go from maybe 7 minutes a game to 30 minutes a game and you go from 6 points to 15. This is even harder from my perspective. You get what I'm saying there? And then with the dudes thing, I think he was accurate in what he said and believed it even before the game that he had two guys that were, you know, even that week, third-team All-Americans. Shibway's one. I don't know that they had anybody else, so I get that too. But I love the way he just competes and the way he goes about it. I think with the way he's handled the guys, he just exudes confidence in them. And I'm sure you probably agree with that, John. You've seen it kind of up close too, and it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, one of my concerns about the game and the matchup tonight has to do with all this attention that has come off the court, right? I mean, you have the Marquise storyline with him coming back home. You see all the media by his locker. His brother, you know, doing our podcast, was saying that, like, thousands of people had been hitting him up to try and get tickets for the game. I mean, they've been kind of a darling of the tournament, and so has Marquise, obviously, himself in particular. How do you feel like these guys are handling the distractions of, you know, they had someone in from Barstool yesterday. Michael Beasley was there talking to him yesterday. They're in the Garden. How much concern do you have about just being able to take all that in and still play the way you need to play?
I don't necessarily have a lot of concern about it at this particular point because I think even though it's been ratcheted up this week with the win against Kentucky, I think, and you laid out some of that, I still think it comes down to kind of the message that we talked about a moment ago. He believed, he being Coach Tang, that all of that other stuff of what Kentucky had done in the past really didn't matter. What mattered was K-State had some advantages against Kentucky. Can we take advantage of that? And they did. And I think that's kind of the same approach here. He didn't worry about the number three beside K-State and the number 14 beside Montana State when they played, nor did he care about what Kentucky had done in the past compared to what K-State had done in the past. He didn't care about that at all. It's all about doing it that day and executing it. And executing a good game plan, actually.
Right now, we're talking to Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, as we get ready for the Sweet 16 matchup against Michigan State. Wyatt, I want to ask you this question because you've seen a lot of great Wildcat efforts, whether it's on the football field or the basketball court. Where would you put Marquise Noel's game against Kentucky? He scored 27 points, shot 50% from the field, and he hit some massive shots to help them win that game.
Well, it'd certainly probably be in the upper 10%. I'd be kidding if I said otherwise. A 23-point second half. The kid has just been amazing all year long in terms of making free throws late in games. And by late in games, I'm talking about the last 5 minutes, the way they track that. He's hit big shot after big shot. I've said all along about him that, you know what, you kind of grab your hands and put them up to your head when he'll take a bad shot or make a bad pass here and there. But I've learned over a couple of years that you better live with that because in the same breath, three or four or five or six times a game, he's going to do something where you go, wow. Or maybe even taking it a step further, you see something that not everybody else can do. I think he's that special with his elite quickness and his toughness and his ability to shoot from very, very deep. I mean, it's just kind of what he is. He's a difference-making guy. And when you put him, like the Kentucky game, when you have four other guys in double figures, if you just look it up, K-State's almost impossible to beat in those circumstances.
Well, they've got Michigan State now, and out of Marquette and Michigan State, on paper, I definitely wanted this matchup. I mean, Marquette is really good at turning you over. That's been the biggest problem K-State's had all year, and feels to me like if or when their season does end, it will probably be because it's a game where they've turned it over quite a bit. Michigan State can shoot the three really well, but K-State's a pretty elite three-point percentage defense on the year, too. The one thing that just gives me pause is it's like you've got that guy looming over there on the sideline. Tom Izzo's 10-4 in the Sweet 16, and has just been a staple in March since the late 90s. So how do you view the matchup here and how K-State actually will function out on the floor against Michigan State?
Well, probably pretty similar to what you're saying there, John. I think if you don't respect what Izzo has done, and again, let's go back and think about what we talked about. You don't necessarily, you're not playing, you know, the Kentucky teams that won national titles. You were playing the team from this year. And yet you still have to respect what Izzo has done, because it's obvious that more times than not in his 25 years there, they have played their best basketball this time of year, and that is so hard to do as consistently as they've done it. They're not a perfect team by any stretch, but what they are is what they normally are plus a little bit. What I mean by that is they really are a fabulous screening team. They defend, they're physical, they're tough. But what sets them up above a little bit for me is their ability to shoot the three. And if you start, you don't want to really trade threes with anybody, even if you're pretty good at it like K-State, especially if they're at almost 39% as a team. So I think you have to respect Izzo and respect this group for what they are. With all of that said, though, I think K-State feels like they can, you know, take advantage of their length, their athleticism, and their quickness, and they believe they're quicker at virtually every position in that starting lineup. That's reality.
I guess if I were to ask you who needs to, outside of the big two, right? I mean, Marquise and Keyonte, who do you feel like will be most important to step up and get a big game? I mean, I felt, for instance, like I thought Naquan Tomlin was the key to the Kentucky game. Is it that again, or would it be somebody else?
Well, I think Naquan's minutes and production are very key, but I would have to start with Marquise, just because I said in a couple of interviews earlier today, and this dates me a little saying this, but like the old saying of Daryl Strawberry, he's the straw that stirs the drink. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
Yeah.
I do think that's what he is, but they also need the 15 and 7 or 8 that they get every night from Keyonte, and they need, you know, all those. I thought another key on Sunday against Kentucky was the way they defended Oscar. Even though the guy got 25 and 18, the job that David and Ish did, and maybe even a little bit less than that with Bebe, was pretty solid. And if everybody is doing their part, and then you're not turning it over, again, this team is hard to beat when they do stuff like that.
Wyatt, last question here, and this might be the most important question we ask you. We have asked every K-State person this question. Who has better pizza, New York or Chicago?
Boy, that's a really good question. I guess I probably, if I'm being totally honest, I've had more Chicago pizza than I have had New York, but New York pizza is pretty hard to beat. I guess I'll say New York just because I think that's they have so many places to eat here. It's just mind-boggling, guys. Crazy good.
Well, hopefully, you know, you and the Wildcats stay over the weekend, and then you get more of that New York pizza.
I'm all about that. Sign me up, buddy. Sign me up.
That is Wyatt Thompson. He is the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, getting you ready for tonight's matchup against the Michigan State Spartans. Wyatt, we appreciate you hopping on with us today. Thanks a bunch.
My pleasure, guys. Great talking to you. Appreciate it.
That was Wyatt Thompson joining us on the show today. I told you guys the story yesterday of Kurtz and I, where we had our first, at least that was my first slice of New York pizza. Not, you know, having another place that said this New York style pizza. We were on Broadway Street walking down with a dollar slice. I was trying to tell Rob the story. I don't know if you believe me. Tell him about this place. This place we went to, they didn't have any seating, and they only served three kinds of pizza. It was cheese, sausage, pepperoni, cheese was a dollar, the other pizza was $1.50, and you could get a can of Sprite or Hawaiian Punch. That was all this place had to offer.
Yeah, no frills, man. But it's that's
not
NYC. That's NYC. That's how it goes. And it tastes a little better when you've got a couple Applebee's $3 apple teenies in you.
That was such a great time. The world's largest Applebee's. I want everybody to experience the world's largest apple. Think of the Applebee's that you've been to. And then imagine if they stack four of them on top of each other.
That's right. There was like an upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah. And a patio. It was great. Oh, shout out to Applebee's. All right. This is what we're going to do. Rob, this is how we'll do this. Caller number six automatically is qualified. Everybody else will play a trivia mini game. So if you call right now, 913-586-7610, doesn't matter if you're caller one or caller number eight, you will have a chance to be registered. But caller number six automatically is put onto the list. And at 4 o'clock, we will give away the tickets. We'll do that coming up. We'll keep talking about K-State. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
If James Bradbury didn't want that meme, you know what? He shouldn't have held it.
Brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's feeling it.
I am champion dot.
You never know when it's going to happen, but it's always your chance to win. Here's another edition of C-Dot's Trivia Minigame on The Drive.
We're going to do the Trivia Minigame different than we've ever done it before. This time, I'm going to try to give as many people a chance to be registered for these tickets as possible. I want everybody to have a fair and equal chance of being registered for these tickets. You don't have that many chances. At 4 o'clock, we're done. We're cutting it off here. You ain't got no more chances to be registered for these tickets. You got to be listening to The Drive during the commercial break. You'll hear a sounder. Be caller number six. We only have, what, one more sounder after this? That's it. We have one more sounder. So we got to try to get as many people registered as we can on The Drive here. All right, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be the most different trivia mini game that we've ever had. There are 13 blank state teams in the Power Five. So what I mean is Kansas State, Michigan State. There's 13 of them. I have eliminated Kansas State and Michigan State for obvious reasons. Those two teams play each other. There are 11 other state teams. If you name two of them, you're registered. You got to name two of them and you're registered. If you don't name two of them, I hang up on you. And then that's it. That's all you get here. You just got to name two state teams. If you repeat, I hang up on you. It's that simple. Does everybody understand the rules? John Kurtz, do you understand the rules? Rob Brent, do you understand the rules?
I am good.
Newton State. All right, Dan, in the Power Five. So that means ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC. There are 11 blank state teams. If you name two of them, you're registered.
Iowa State.
Correct.
New Mexico State.
ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC. You just got to name two. That school is still on the board because he did not get two of them. Eric, you got to name two of these blank state teams to be registered for these tickets.
Washington State.
Correct.
Utah State.
ACC. Big 10. Big 12. Pac 12. SEC. Tim. You just got to name two, my brother. Just name two, my friend.
Arizona State.
Correct.
Fresno State.
ACC. Big 10. Big 12. Pac 12. SEC.
I just have to shout out the listeners for giving me some company in the bad answer category. Those are good teammates right there, just trying to help your boy out.
Tanner, just name two.
Washington State.
Correct.
Mississippi State.
Who?
Mississippi State.
Correct. We'll put you on hold here. Washington State and Mississippi State off the board. Washington State is in the Pac-12. Mississippi State is in the SEC. All right, there are now nine outside of Michigan State and Kansas State. There are nine teams in the Power Five that are blank state. Washington State off the board. Mississippi State also off the board. Tanner. Oh, we just took Tanner, didn't we? My bad. I mean, put Tanner on hold. My apologies, Tanner. Do not hang up, Tanner. We got to get your information. John, you just have to name two that are not Michigan State, Kansas State, Washington State, or Mississippi State.
Penn State.
Correct.
Florida State.
Penn State and Florida State are off the board here. Florida State is in the ACC. Penn State is in the Big Ten. All right, now we're starting to get it here a little bit. Now we're cooking with grease, John Kurtz. Now we're cooking with grease here.
It's a lot more fun earlier.
I'm having fun. All right, Schreiber. All right, Florida State is off the board. Penn State is off the board. Washington State and Mississippi State, those are off the board. You also can't use Kansas State or Michigan State. Give me two state schools in a Power Five conferences. There are seven left.
Oh, man. San Diego State.
ACC. Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC.
San Diego State's about to be in the Pac-12.
They're not in it today. They're not in it today.
Okay.
In the future, they might be. Right now, today. One of these schools is tremendous in football. No one has mentioned them. Kevin, go ahead, man.
All right.
Go ahead.
So we're naming state schools, right?
That is what we're doing here. Yeah, you have to name two of them in order to be registered for the opening day tickets. Yeah.
All right, and we can't name any that have already been mentioned, correct?
Yeah, you got it, Kevin.
Oh, man. Wow.
You know, Kevin, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let you think about it a little more. I'm going to let Kevin think about it a little more. I'm going to give Kevin, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to give you some time.
That was A-plus time wasted by Kevin.
Let's give Kevin some time.
I need the origin of the word, please.
Yeah,
use it as a language of origin.
Let's give Kevin some time to think. We can't give Kevin a little time. We're going to come back. Kevin, don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you.
He's writing on the back of the note card right now.
Take some more people here. I didn't know. I thought this was going to go quick. I really thought this was going to be fast. I thought people would be excited. You get a couple of chances. You name a couple of schools. You just got to name two, and you're registered. All right, Richard. All right, these are the ones that are off the board. These are the ones off the board. Florida State off the board. Penn State off the board. Washington State. Mississippi State. You cannot say Kansas State or Michigan State. Give me two state schools, and you are registered for four tickets to opening day and a parking pass.
I just want the parking pass. But okay. Georgia State.
I love this game. We should do it every day. This is great.
ACC. Big 10. Big 12. Pac-12. SEC. I'm starting to feel like I'm crazy.
I'm feeling like this question was too hard. All right, Kevin, you back, man? You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, go ahead. Just give me two, Kevin.
Let's go with Oregon State.
Oregon State. That is one of them. The Beavers.
And
one of them is in the Big 12.
One's in the Big 12.
One is in the Big 12. Yes, blank state other than K-State. And, two of them, actually.
Iowa State?
Kevin! I had to lead Kevin there. Goodness gracious. All right, let's take Oregon State, and let's take Iowa State off the board. All right. All right, Kevin's registered. Who's left to take, Rob? I don't know how much more of this. This is probably terrible radio for everybody else. I'm floored at what's taking place today. I am floored today. I cannot believe what is happening today. I don't. What is going on here?
The people on 1, 2, and 3 are still the only ones left.
All right. This is it. We're done playing this, and we'll get back to talking sports. I know. I can't. All right, Tony, let me give you the rules because it was confusing earlier. You have to name a school that's in the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, or SEC, the Power Five schools. You cannot name one of these schools. Kansas State, Michigan State, Florida State, Oregon State, Penn State, Washington State, or Mississippi State, or Iowa State. There are 5 left. Just give me 2 of the remaining ones, and I will register you for opening day tickets.
Oklahoma State.
That is correct. Oklahoma State.
North Carolina State.
Tony, that's how you play the game there. Tony. See how you played it? Quick. Swish. Give me my tickets. That's what I like to hear.
With 3 left, oh, we're going to have some buzzers.
Oh, there's 3 left. There's three left. All right, Ryan, are you ready? Do you know the rules? You want me to read it to you again? Are you ready to go, Ryan?
I know the rules.
All right, I'm gonna give you a clue, Ryan. One team is in the Big Ten. One team is in the Pac-12. One team is in the SEC.
Oklahoma State, Penn State.
I mean, those are right, but we've already given them.
Yeah, I thought he said he knew the rules.
Yeah, that's why I asked if you wanted me to read it to you again. He obviously, you know. We've got one more person, Big Jimmy.
Jimmy's our last person. No
right.
pressure, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
No one's been good at this.
Person
no
we're
pressure
taking
at all.
This
no
is the last
pressure
person.
At all.
Let me tell you the schools that have already been said. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Florida State is off the board. Washington State, Mississippi State, Iowa State, Oregon State, NC State, Penn State, Florida State. There are 3 schools left. If you give me 2 of them, you are registered. One is in the Big Ten. One is in the Pac-12. One is in the SEC. If you give me 2 of the state schools, you'll have a chance to win opening day tickets here in 30 minutes.
Let's go Ohio State.
Correct. You have one of them. You have to get one of the other 2, Jimmy.
Oh, mercy.
One's in the Pac-12. One is in the SEC.
North Dakota State.
Turn the music off.
What a strong finish.
Turn the music off.
Finish the way we started.
Please turn the music off.
That's better than the guy who thought Mecole Hardman went to Gonzaga.
Please turn the music off. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know how we can progress as a team, as a show, as individuals. Text line, you know what? Rob, let's give 2 people on the text line a chance. Let's make up for this. Let's try to have something productive come out of the last couple of minutes. Can we do that?
I can do that. As a reminder, text line, if I text you, you have won. Do not spam the text line with, did I win?
All right.
This is the last time I'm going to read this. I'm not going to ever read this again, John Kurtz. Never. There are two remaining schools that are state schools. One is in the Pac-12. One is in the SEC. If you name those two schools and Rob texts you back, you're registered for the tickets that we're going to give away in 30 minutes. If Rob doesn't text you back, then you are not registered, and you do not have a chance to win.
Seems pretty cut and dry.
It's no,
pretty simple.
I don't. I'm just. Jerome Tang, please save us.
He actually texted Gene Taylor and told Gene Taylor, Jerome Tang is the guy you need to hire, and told Gene Taylor that I'm staying, if that he would stay if that happened. And that's not why I don't believe that's why Gene, but Gene was fired up about that because Marquise was like, I'm going to be part of the rebuilding and the winning and just get Jerome Tang. And I didn't know about this until it was probably weeks later that Gene shared that information with me. But that was really cool. I could tell in our very first team meeting that he was locked in and he was there. And after spending a little time with him, I told him at a lunch that we went together, went out to eat lunch, and I told him that I was going to do everything in my power to put a team around him to get him and Ish an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament because they deserved it. And he told me, Coach, I don't care if you get five dudes tournament, and because I saw Kimba take three sophomores and two freshmen and win a national championship. So we're going. And when he had that kind of faith and that kind of confidence, it just inspired me to work harder.
All right, you know what? Let me ask you this question. Where do you think Marquise Noel is right now in, like, K-State lore? Like, Darren Sproles is on, like, another level, right? I understand that. Jordy Nelson, I imagine, is on another level, too. Like, from Kansas, great career at K-State, went on to be a very productive receiver in the NFL. Where's Marquise Noel? Is he top 10 yet? Is he top 15? I mean, this has been an incredible run. First team all Big 12, third team all American, gotten this team to the Sweet 16, who knows? And there's still room for him to move up. If he takes this team to the Final Four, you certainly start to move up the ranks. Where do you think he is in K-State lore?
It's a really difficult question to answer right now. One, without being too prisoner of the moment, I think. So I'm trying to remove myself from that. And then two, I think he has the chance to really grow here, not just because he could make the Final Four. And even if he just wins a game, he's gone as far as anybody has since the 60s at K-State. So you're automatically, you know, probably in the top 5 to 10 at that point if that happens. But the other part about it, too, is he's the guy. You just heard that clip from Tang, right? He's the guy that helped keep everything together. They sold him on, hey, I'm going to stay here instead of transfer. So if Jerome Tang sticks around for a while and this turns into an era, you know, the best era of K-State basketball that we've really seen in modern history, like, you got to circle him as the guy that really spearheaded it. He recruited Keontae Johnson for Tang to help him get here. So, like, I think he has the potential to be definitely up in the rafters, and he might already be there right now. I would say, to give you, like, a short answer, I think he's top 10 right now. For like, a K-State fan my age, here's the other thing I don't want to do is, like, speak for the old heads out there that, you know, saw Mitch Richmond and saw Ed Neely and, like, Bob Boozer and all those guys like that. If we're just talking kind of modern era, like, we were doing this exercise, I'm trying to put together the best K-State starting five since Bill Self got to Kansas.
That's
right?
Coming up next, actually.
I mean, like, he's, I mean, I'll just tell you, he's going to be on that team for me. So that automatically puts him in, like, the top 10. I'd say he's top 10 right now with the chance to get, like, top five for the K-State fan that's, like, my age, your millennial K-State fan.
What's tier one? Because I assume Colin Klein's on tier one.
Oh, you're talking – you're not even just talking – I thought you were talking hoops.
But this K-State guy – I mean, I don't know.
Okay, K-State, period.
I don't know enough about the baseball team that maybe there's some great baseball player you've had here. But football and basketball –
I didn't know football was
included. I assume Sproles is top 10. Colin Klein is on this list as well.
Okay, so, yeah.
Jordy Nelson.
If we're going, like, everybody, then I might have to rethink that a little bit, probably maybe 10 to 15. I think your top tier is – Jacob Pullen, Michael Bishop, Colin Klein, Darren Sproles.
That's a great one line.
Jordy Nelson. I think that's probably your top five there. Where's
Terrence Newman on this list?
Terrence Newman probably belongs. The problem with Terrence Newman is I feel like it's just been a little while for him being in the NFL and being top of mind for everybody, but he's a great one. He's a Salina kid, so a Kansas kid. He's top 15, top 20, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's your top tier. Michael Beasley is probably close to top tier, but he's hurt by the fact he was only there for one year.
That makes sense. And it's not like you guys won the Big 12 when he was there.
Right.
You know, it was a fun year. Don't get me wrong, but.
But, and he kind of has.
Who's higher up on the list right now, Marquise Noel or Tyler Lockett?
Who boy?
Because Tyler Lockett from, you know what I mean? From K-State stock.
Yeah, I mean, so I would say Lockett is still a little higher.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he's still doing it in the pros right now. He comes from a family that's K-State lore, right? Like, they're royalty. The whole Lockett family.
They have, like, a castle in Manhattan. They have to have, like, a castle.
Well, Kansas City, and there's another Lockett on the roster right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he may be playing some next year. Yeah, I would say Tyler Lockett's going to – I'd say second tier all time.
That's why I came
time.
To you. I was curious. I was just wondering where Marquise Noel is on the list. All right, coming up on the other side. So we had an internal debate earlier today. We all got lunch together. And John Kurtz said, if I made my K-State starting five up against Rob's KU starting five, I think my team is favored. And I said, all right, well, you build your team, Rob build his team, and we'll put it to the text line here, 913-586-7610. So we'll do that coming up on the other side. Plus, you have I would play another game. I don't have it in me anymore. I don't want to play any more games. You know what? Let's just register two people here. So caller number six and caller number three and caller number six here.
Why don't you do 6 and 10?
That's not what I want to do. I want to do 3 and 6. If we do that, these are the last two people coming up at 4 o'clock. We will register you. We will announce the winner of the tickets. We'll do that here. Keep it locked in right here, Mr. Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
You're telling me right now that you can be a 41-year-old man with 3 kids, good, well-paying job, and you can eat corn dogs? No.
Brought to you by the Deepest Wally Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Drive with Carrington wherever you are.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we will announce the winner of our 4-pack of tickets plus the parking pass to opening day. So John Kurtz, our special guest for the day, he's a Wildcat alum. He issued a challenge to Rob Brenton, who's a Jayhawk alum. And he said, you know what? If I made a starting five of K-State guys, it would beat the KU team. And I said, well, let's not argue it here. Let's bring it to the air. So the only parameters that I put on it is it's got to be Bill Self era guys. Let's use the same time frame here. So I don't want Rob putting Wilt Chamberlain into the mix, and you can't put Mitch Richmond into the mix. So let's put the qualifier of the same way I told Rob he can only take Bill Self players. You can take players under that same time frame. This game will also be played at T-Mobile Center, so a completely neutral site. Now, it'll probably be a little bit more KU.
See, that's what I don't like about it. It's not going to be completely neutral if we're going at the T-Mobile. I mean, I know K-State's Kansas City's one true team and all, but
I can't tell. Not the way you made it seem like. I can't believe you're worried about playing KU at T-Mobile Center. Where do you want this game
played? No, you know what? You know what? We'll beat them at home. We'll beat them at their place. We'll beat them in Africa, wherever we play them. We're going to beat him. Quote the great Michael Beasley.
So now we can do this hypothetical game is being played at the T-Mobile Center.
Yes. Yes. Let's do it.
All right. So this is how we'll do it, Robin. Give us a little bit of tournament music here. Give us a little bit of music here. All right. Let's go point guard. We'll just go position by position. I'll let Rob go first here as the home team here. He's the one wearing the home unis. All right, Rob, who's your point guard for this matchup up against Kurt's K-State 5?
Frank Mason. National Player of the Year, Frank Mason.
Frank Mason's going to be tough. All right, we're going over to K-State here. Who is John Kurtz throwing in the ring here?
Well, we got some high flyers here coming up, so we got to have somebody to be able to dish him the ball, shoot from the logo. You know it's Marquise Noel. We're going Marquise Noel.
Marquise Noel.
Third team All-American. First team All-Big 12.
Third team All-American.
All right. Well, hey.
I brought the player of the year coming in strong. Third team All-American.
By the way, if we're going by Big 12 only stats, Marquise Noel had a better argument than Jalen Wilson. Let's just say that.
Big 12 only stats. Look, he's already moving the goalposts.
Conference player of the year should be what you do in conference play.
Oh, that's a good point there. I can't argue with what John just said there. That does make a lot of sense to me. I stay out of other people's business, but that makes a lot of sense.
My point guard was the national player of the year, and Frank Mason. He averaged 21 a night.
Hard over height, Rob.
Yeah, because Frank Mason was known for his height.
he's a 6'11 guard. All right, let's go to the shooting guards here. So at the point guard matchup, Kansas is starting Frank Mason. K-State is starting Marquise Noel. Who is KU going with at the two-guard spot, Rob?
We are going with Sharon Collins. Sharon Collins will be our two-guard.
Not a lot of size in the backcourt here. Not a lot of size here.
Of course you hate that guy. All he did was win.
Yeah, man, ruined one of the college game day coming to Manhattan 2010. Hated that one. Am I going?
I assume this is Jacob Pullen.
This is perfect because a couple of Chicago guys, we're going with Proviso East Finest, Mr. Jacob Pullen, consensus All-American.
Okay. Great guard matchup right now between the two. Frank Mason and Sharon Collins, Marquise Noel and Jacob Pullen. Not a single person over 6'1 right now on the floor. That's great. All right. We're going to the small forward position, or maybe one of you guys go positionless basketball here and throw a little size here. We're doing Rob's KU 5 against John Kurt's K-State 5, and then we'll see who would be the favorite in this game. Rob, it's back on you. Who are you taking?
I am going to play positionless basketball, and I'm going to have Big 12 Player of the Year Marcus Morris as my 3. Mm. Marcus Morris has entered the chat.
Does that come with the airsoft gun or no?
I mean, we're going to blame his brother for that. We're just going to hand that to his brother and move on.
That's probably what he did, hand that airsoft gun to his brother. That's probably what he did.
Well, my strategy here was to go small.
Because you're going to lose.
I think, how is basketball played in 2023,
ooh,
my friend?
You're going to shoot a lot of threes here.
With star players.
That's fair.
Well, we need more of a defensive stopper here. So we're going with my guy Barry Brown. First team all Big 12er.
Barry Brown. I thought you were going to go Rodney Magruder here. I thought this was a possible Rodney Magruder.
We've got enough scoring punch. That's the logic there. Like, guys that just missed the cut, Rodney Magruder, considered Bill Walker.
Okay, don't tell us. Don't give us we still got some ways to go here. Okay. I don't want to know the last two here. I think I know the two, but I don't want to know yet. I don't want to know. All right, we're putting Rob's KU starting 5 against John Kurtz to see who would win.
At the 4 spot, I'm going to have consensus All-American and another Big 12 Player of the Year. There's a theme. Thomas Robbins will be playing the 4 for my team.
They got dogs over on that KU team. They just got a lot of dogs, man. I can't lie. This has been very impressive.
I may have been fighting with a hand tied behind my back here, but that's okay. That's okay because I've got the Trump card, and that's not coming up yet. We're going to go Keontae Johnson at the 4.
Oh, wow.
We're going to go Keontae.
Wow.
I can't believe that Dean Wade's going to play a decade in the league. He can't even see the floor in your starting 5. Wow.
Dean is my 6th man here.
Oh, right? You got to come off the bench. Okay.
Dean is my 6th man. He's gonna get you buckets off the bench, but Keontae, third team All-American. Look, I mean, he can get you buckets too. He's also a really good rebounder, pretty tough inside. He'll clean the glass for us. Kinkies.
My 5 man is yet again Big 12 Player of the Year, 2-time first team all Big 12, the best 2-point shooting percentage in Big 12 history, Udoka Azubuike.
Y'all might have a tough time with Doke. Y'all might have a tough Doke? Time. Y'all might have a tough time with Doke.
I don't know about that. Because
You can definitely get Doke tired here. You can definitely space the floor and get Doke a little winded here.
And we're going to do it with arguably the greatest college basketball player of all time.
Kevin Durant's on your team?
Arguably the guy who had the best college basketball season of all time. Better numbers.
I had absolutely no clue that Tyler Hansborough went to Kansas State. I'm trying to figure out when that happened.
No, listen.
Or Christian Laettner. I didn't know they went to K-State.
I'm introducing this man as the National Player of the Year because it is a crime against humanity that Tyler Hansborough was the National Player of the Year instead of Michael Beasley.
A crime against humanity.
A crime against humanity. It is ridiculous. Michael Beasley is the greatest college basketball player I have ever witnessed with my own 2 eyes.
Okay.
My apologies to Kevin Durant. We're going Michael Beasley.
Let's go. I'm going to give the starting five here. We're going to go the text line. We're going to see who the text line
is. We know what's happening on the text line.
I also want to know the line. I want to know what people think the line is on this game. Because if you're asking me, I think KU's a 6.5-point favorite in this game.
6.5?
I think they're a 6.5-point favorite, man. Keontae Johnson's a great player. He's guarding Thomas Robinson. I don't know, man. I don't know here. I got KU as a 6.5-point favorite. Listen, in this game.
Just because
I like him here.
Just because T-Rob ruined your dreams in the last KU-Missouri matchup.
He ruined everybody. You're telling me he didn't ruin some Wildcat dreams?
I think K-State beat Thomas Robinson in Manhattan. No, they did not.
I mean,
that was here before.
I think you are incorrect about that.
The junior year when Thomas Robinson was first-team All-American, he beat K-State twice.
MU also beat Junior Robinson. Junior year, Thomas Robinson, too, at home. So take that, John Kurtz. Take that. You want to know who used to give Missouri fits on K-State? Thomas Gibson used to give Missouri fits. He used to give us fits. It was terrible. All right, so this is the team. Rob has Frank Mason, Sherrod Collins, Marcus Morris, Thomas Robinson, Udoka Azubuike. John has Marquise Noel, Jacob Pullen, Barry Brown, Keontae Johnson, and Michael Beasley. He also has Dean Wade coming off the bench here. So on the text line, let me know what you think the line would be in this game. I think KU's a 5.5, 6.5-point favorite. I think they're a comfortable favorite here. But underdogs win all the time in March. And on the other side, we will announce the winner of our opening day tickets. That's all coming up. Don't turn the dials to drive.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.